Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You had to call me a doctor.
Why, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. And the choices we make really determine the kind of health we're going to have. Powerful. And it's true. And it's about making the better choices. You don't have to be perfect all the time. A lot of people think that with health, it just comes, you have to be perfect, you have to eat organic, wheatgrass five times a day, twigs and berries. It's not true. You can have fun. You can still eat healthy. Enjoy it. Matter of fact, many health foods actually taste so much better even than a lot of the processed foods. It's pretty incredible how well healthy eating is and how well it makes you feel. Really, really good. Now, digestion is where everything begins. If you hear me talk much here on the show, you'll hear me always talk about the digestive tract and how it really impacts our overall health. If you don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have a healthy body. So healthy habits that are known to be helpful in preventing a lot of the gas. People complain of gas and bloating and all. You may not have so much of an issue, just a generalized issue with gas and bloating. There's always a reason that that happens. So let's talk about some ways to reduce gas and bloating, get the gut healthy in the way that it needs to be. So, again, everybody says fiber, 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 and we do. We need about 35 to 40 plus grams of fiber a day to really keep everything moving and be at a good level of health. So when you're upping your fiber intake, you don't want to rush it. You want to go slow. So if there's a major change in your diet, your digestive system will need some time to get used to the increase in fiber. The digestive tract can't break down fiber, and excessive gas is often a result. So gradually increasing is the way to go. So increasing your high fiber foods in your diet is a great way, but gradually increasing the high fiber foods, it allows the bacteria in the digestive tract to adjust in the extra fiber and prevent gas. So again, you do it over 2 or 3 months. You don't want to just all of a sudden hit it with a bunch of fiber. You will start getting gassy for sure. Now again, chewing fast, this is tough to do. In the society we live in, it's always rush, rush, rush. But to ease a lot of the excessive gas, you want to cut down how much air you swallow when you eat. And I'm talking to myself right now because I eat fast. I do everything fast for the most part. So you keep quiet. You know, you don't want to talk too much while you eat. Vananda Sheth, she's a registered dietitian in the L.A. area and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, says to eat slowly, chew your food thoroughly, and relax while you eat. Set aside enough time to enjoy your meal rather than rushing through it. And the other one is sip and don't suck. Sucking on hard candies and chewing gum really can worsen the condition, and the gas and bloating can actually get worse. So what you want to do is modify those behaviors a little bit. Not do it so much. And, of course, you know, again, drinking this way can always allow you to swallow less air. And, again, author of Belly Fat for Dummies, Erin Polinsky, is a spokesperson as well. And she says, switch to sipping from a glass and cut down the air you swallow. That will help in the gas and the bloating. Now, the fake sweeteners are the big one, too, that people say to be concerned with. So the sugar alcohol that's produced, mannitol, is a big one. It's commonly found in a lot of the sugar-free mints and gum. Well, it contributes to a lot of the excessive gas as well. Foods are very problematic because they're fermented by bacteria in the colon, and the fermentation can cause gas. So Constance Brown Driggs, who's a spokeswoman for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, says that you'll also be aware that taking cold medications contain a lot of the sugar alcohols that can lead to a lot of gas and bloating as well. Now, many people chill out. They kind of lay back when they dine. You really want to be careful after that. Don't eat so much and then lie down, which is pretty common. That can increase gas production. Take a walk, get up, move around a little bit, and that can help. Again, leading to my next point, which is walk off your meal. Regular physical activity, going for an evening walk or tackling a light project in the evenings or after a meal is actually better for you than lying down and just kind of being laid out, because what that does actually increases the gas and the bloating. And sodas, of course, are another one. The fizzy or the sparkling water, the seltzer water, carbonated water, definitely increases flatulence, blows up the excess gas, and you load that up with high fructose corn syrup and a lot of the flavorings and all that, and it's just not the best recipe for overall health. When it comes to beverages, of course, the temperature matters. They say drinking cold beverages with a meal can slow down your body's proper digestive actions, so making digestion more challenging. So they say, in addition, the cold temperature of drinks may cause intestinal cramping, which can lead to digestive discomfort and gas. So skip the ice and sip more at room temperature instead. Now, that's a big key, because drinking is so combined with our normal activities and our meals that it makes a big difference. So again, a couple of things to look at. You know, keep your body, you want to cut down flatulence and gas and discomfort, keep digestion working as good as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're going to the phones and talk with Reba. Hi, Reba.
I am suffering with chronic Lyme disease. I've had it for 12 years, and I am trying to keep myself as well as possible nutritionally, eating a very high-protein diet, and I just want to know what else I can do to help my body.
There's a lot you can do. I mean, with Lyme's, the challenges that come along with it, the fatigue and the achiness, which comes at various times and varying levels, are something to consider and something to look at. So I would encourage you on a couple of notes to do a couple of things. Number one is to make sure everything's balanced in your eating. So you want to make sure you're doing lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Those types of foods are going to serve you well, keeping your body balanced. And then, again, I know you're probably getting treated at some level, so one area that's of great importance is making sure you get plenty of fluids. Plenty of water. I like chicken broth, beef broth, vegetable broth, organic, of course. Give you plenty of electrolytes and can really help stabilize and support. And then you've also got the aches and the pains. Now, it's always good to have a blood test done too, and or some form of testing done by your physician, and see if your serotonin levels are low. Low serotonin levels can create a lot of excess issues, brain chemistry-wise, and also body chemistry-wise. So I would encourage you to look at that along the way. That can make such a big difference with what you're looking at. So I would encourage you to go that direction. And then let's, you know, again, if you want to call, email, our you know, team members will help you. We can talk about it on the show, whatever you need to. But I'll tell you this, Lyme disease is a challenge, but there are a lot of natural, great ways to support it. Don't forget, teasel is an incredible herb that's been looked at and used for years to help suppress the symptoms of Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and those types of issues. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. that includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick, also get well. It's about the choices we make every single day. Now, food choices become a challenge for quite many, many people. And I'll tell you that a lot of it is influenced by our emotions and a lot of emotional eating going on. By the way, if you're not getting our weekly email newsletter, go to the website. You can sign up for it there. It's free, costs you nothing, and it can really empower you and encourage you in a great way. Absolutely great information that we send out each week. But sleep is a big issue for our food choices we're finding now. So poor sleep, they see, leads to poor food choices. Researchers looked at 23 healthy young adults and found that they were more likely to favor unhealthy snacks and junk foods like pizza and donuts when they were sleep deprived. Brain scans revealed that sleep deprivation was linked with impaired activity in the brain's frontal lobe. This, what we've discovered is that high-level brain regions required for complex judgments and decisions become blunted by a lack of sleep, while more primal brain structures that control motivation and desire are amplified. So the study lead author, Matthew Walker, who's a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of California, Berkeley, said that. He said, in high-calorie foods also become significantly more desirable when participants were sleep-deprived. So the combination of altered brain activity and decision-making may help explain why people who sleep less also tend to be overweight or obese. Pretty amazing. Sal, you're going next with us on the phones. How can I help?
I have pseudodiabetes, type 2.
Okay, so you have type 2 diabetes. I guess you're wondering what to do. One of the big things, I'll just tell you this. You know, obviously you want to always follow what your doctor's telling you to do. If you're taking metformin, glucophage, whatever. But I'll tell you one of the big keys is going to be your eating habits. And here's the key to remember, multiple meals throughout the day, and when you eat a meal, make sure you have a fat or a protein with any carbohydrate. So if you have vegetables, eat some almonds. If you have an apple, eat some, you know, nuts or a couple of hard-boiled eggs, because that way you're getting proteins, you're getting fats, you're getting everything that your body needs to balance out blood sugar levels. Don't ever eat, say, a baked potato by itself or just eat a banana by itself, because it'll spike your blood sugar. You're going to start throwing it into that yo-yo effect that you're trying to avoid. And that creates better stability for these areas. So I would encourage you to look at those first, because you have to get your eating habits in a good system to balance out blood sugar levels. Now, chromium, picolinate, alpha lipoic acid, vanadyl sulfate, a lot of the different vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and cofactors can be helpful at supporting really good issues as far as balancing out. But, you know, at the end of the day, you really want to watch and be careful, because the challenge becomes when you're dealing with something like this, and with diabetes especially, if you're not getting good exercise, if you're not eating the right kind of meals at the right time, drinking plenty of water, managing stress levels, it just turns into a big cascade of events later on, where if you jump on it now and make really good decisions and start, you know, again, making better lifestyle choices, eating better, the whole nine yards, you can really stop it dead in its tracks, slow it down, and even have it go the other direction. Diabetes is one of those health challenges that can go the other direction very quickly if you give the body a little bit of everything that it needs. And it's just about making good choices every single day. But they're learning more and more now. I mean, we're even seeing it on a regular basis, how well diabetes can be managed and how easily you can get everything where you need to go. If, and it doesn't matter where you've been, matters the choices you make right now, if you start making better new choices. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. And also, if you haven't joined our weekly email newsletter, you can find that there at the website. And our new app is out, where you can listen to the show 24/7. Really cool, from your iPhone, iPad, and stay connected with all that we have going on here at the show. Now, Mediterranean diet has always been a hot topic, and they're saying now it links it to better heart health, which, again, we've known that for quite some time, but more studies are being done to verify that, and they're saying now that it really can make a big difference with overall heart health. So following the Mediterranean diet may help reverse a condition known as metabolic syndrome. And a study compared a low-fat diet to a Mediterranean diet, which is a diet rich in whole grains, vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, fish, and olive oil. The Mediterranean diet was supplemented with either extra nuts or extra virgin olive oil, and it didn't lower the odds of developing metabolic syndrome, but it's a collection of risk factors for heart disease compared to the following low-fat diet. And the study found the Mediterranean diet did increase the chance of reversing metabolic syndrome, which is really great. A lead researcher, Dr. Salvado, who's a professor of nutrition at the university in Spain, said it seems that the Mediterranean diet supplemented with nuts or virgin olive oil has similar effects on metabolic syndrome reversal. Those on the Mediterranean diet, he said, with extra virgin olive oil, 30% more likely of those in a low-fat diet to reverse their conditions. So the good news is that's why keeping your healthy fats up are so important to about 30-35% of your overall diet. You're going to help support the overall nervous system and really support it in a way that protects it. It builds it. It protects it. You're going to protect cardiovascular flow and the systems of cardiovascular function, because that is such a big deal. Overall heart health and managing that makes a big difference, and we're not eating the right kind of foods that can cause tremendous detrimental damage to the body. So that's why in this study it was really important, because they said the Mediterranean diet has been shown to be helpful with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and overall metabolic syndrome. The HDL, the good cholesterol, elevates, and the LDL, the bad cholesterol, decreases. Those who ate this diet on a regular basis also stabilized their blood sugar levels, which was a big deal, of course. So again, it's about giving the body what it needs. It's about being in balance, staying in balance, and giving the body the right tools to win. Coming up, we'll jump in, grab more questions about your health, and we've got some new tips you don't want to miss.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. OnCallRadio.com. Now, I always love to talk about foods. Foods bring health to the body. If you're the wrong kind of foods, they can take health out of the body. So it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. The choices we make every day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So it comes down to making, obviously, the right choices. We got to make the right choices. So let's talk about magnesium is what we're going to talk about today. It is the number one essential mineral that we need. And I guarantee you that we don't get enough of it because our soil is so depleted, we're just not getting enough. So what do you do? Well, when the soil is depleted like that, you've got to look for getting out of the foods as much as we can and getting enough of it. And I'll tell you, there's some great benefits to magnesium. it's essential for overall health. There's over 300 biochemical reactions in the body that are tied into magnesium. 300. And many health specialists have always emphasized the importance of including adequate amounts of vitamins and minerals in our daily diet. Zinc, calcium, magnesium are three of the most important essential for good health. And magnesium, it aids in so many different processes in the body. It absorbs calcium, so if you don't have enough of the magnesium, you're not going to utilize calcium. That's also true for vitamin D. It's a catalyst. Women of all ages benefit immensely from taking magnesium. Besides osteoporosis keeping it at bay, magnesium health benefits in women include relief from symptoms like menopause and PMS. The other crucial health benefits from magnesium include protein synthesis, which is relief from bronchospasm, which is constricted airways in the lungs, and an improvement of parathyroid function. It boosts the bioavailability of vitamin B6 and cholesterol, improves muscle functioning, and prevents osteoporosis, insomnia, also constipation, heart attacks, hypertension, constipation, migraines, kidney stones, and gallstones. Now, it's a good dietary source of magnesium. Include, here's some great foods, okay? Almonds are really good. Whole grains, wheat germ, fish, green leafy vegetables also. And, of course, daily needs for magnesium cannot be met with food alone, and that's why the dietary supplements are so important. Now, here's a big key. This is some great benefit to what it can do. Now, magnesium can help reverse osteoporosis. Yeah, I said reverse it. Pretty incredible if you think about it. So multiple studies, not just one, but multiple studies have conducted and suggested that calcium supplemented with magnesium improves bone mineral density. Magnesium deficiency alters calcium metabolism and the hormones that regulate calcium, resulting in osteoporosis. And the intake of the recommended levels of magnesium is important because it helps to avert osteoporosis. Now, magnesium also helps to prevent cardiovascular disease. Most of the cardiovascular disease that we see and the benefits have to do with magnesium deficiency. So much of it. And I mean, it has to do with the vessels themselves, the arteries, and how the magnesium can make it more pliable and more functional. Magnesium helps regulate high blood pressure, so hypertension. It plays a key role. And the reason is plenty of fruits and vegetables, which you can get magnesium and potassium. They're great sources, and they can also help lower blood pressure. It also helps with diabetes. Studies have shown that individuals with a magnesium deficiency have a risk of developing type 2 diabetes and severe diabetic retinopathy. Now, that's different than neuropathy. The retinopathy happens in the eye. That's where you start getting a loss of vision, okay? And that's the retinopathy. But the neuropathy is what happens when you get the nerve pain and tingling down into the extremities, the arms, the hands, the feet. So, again, it's been proven that for every 100 milligrams of increase in magnesium daily intake, there's a 15% decrease in the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Magnesium also treats migraines, insomnia, and depression. So the numerous magnesium health benefits also include treatment of migraines, insomnia, symptoms of depression, which is a big deal. It helps by helping with panic attacks, stress, anxiety, and undue agitations. Magnesium supplements help to considerably reduce the severity of such attacks and may also help in reducing the rate of occurrence. So it's important. I mean, get it from your foods, but I'm a big fan of supplementing as well. I mean, you always want to supplement as much as possible when you're dealing with something like that. Yeah, it's one of those challenges that you have to look at. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
I get these periodic headaches. More than headache, head pressure, I would say, along with my myalgia, which they're not sure if it's fibro or polymyalgia or temporal arteritis or what.
Well, let me just share something with you on that, Stephanie. With fibromyalgia, one of the big keys that I find is it's your diet. And dieting, here's the key. With fibromyalgia, one of the major keys that you have to look at that I really get concerned with is with diet. Along with that is the emotional connection. There's a real strong emotional connection. So you have to figure out, are you eating foods with fibromyalgia that are challenging and you're doing the more inflammatory-based foods, processed foods, white flour, breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, if you're eating those kind of foods, then it's going to increase and trigger a lot of those responses. So that's one of the big keys. And then also I talk about emotional issues because whether it's stress or whatever you want to call it, the emotional challenges that we face are really, really a big deal. And one of the keys that we have to look at in something like this is getting some type of help. So if you've gone through any tough time, say in the last 5 years, and it was significant, you know, divorce or loss of job or loss of a loved one, that in the research is showing that it can be a strong trigger for fibromyalgia type symptoms. Headaches, loss of sleep, all that can go hand in hand. So I would really kind of dig in and aim to get some counseling help with that along the way. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to George. Hi, George. Oh, it's Georgiana. Hi, Georgiana.
Go about getting my husband to get some help. I believe he has depression pretty severely, and I really don't know what to do about that.
Well, one of the big keys in this case comes down to inflammation. That really is a big piece of it. And you always have to step back and look, because with any type of inflammatory condition and any type of inflammatory diet, that's always going to be a trigger. Remember, health begins in the gut, period. It does. And if you start rebuilding the right types of foods, that is a big key. So one of the big tips with inflammation that I like to look at, again, it's starting with the basics. So you've got equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. So again, you know, fish oils, coconut oil, that kind of thing. And just those basics right there, and I've got a whole list that, you know, the certain foods you can have, certain ones you stay away from, that really begins to be your foundation. Then it's always good to look at a certain piece of exercise. And the reason that you want to do that is because you have to build some kind of foundation that any kind of exercise, that's why I like walking. I always start people with just walking. Regardless, it pumps the lymphatic system. And when you start pumping that lymphatic system, that's the body's own natural detoxification center. And you start pumping that, and it makes a tremendous difference in your overall health. Tremendous. So when you start pumping that lymphatic system, you can build, you can build, you can build. And then if you do these little small deposits day in and day out over time, that's when you begin to really begin to shift the body. And as you shift that, that's what makes the big difference. Okay. And that's what I would just start with. Again, the basics and nutritional deficiencies with blood work. Get your physician to do a general assessment outside of the regular medical assessment, a generalized assessment for hormone systems, for the different nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. And then you can kind of get an overview of what that looks like. Okay. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Check out our new app, too. Go to the App Store, and you can listen to the show 24/7 on your iPhone, your iPad, whatever, any Apple device, you can check it out. And the great thing about it is you can ask a question. It's got a really cool button on it. You hit the button, you ask a question, send it, and we get it. And we can either answer in private, you kind of mark if you want that or not, or we can put it on the show, whatever you want us to do. But we want to be able to help you, and this has really opened up access for people to listen all around the country. It's powerful, great tool for that. Now, if you have diabetes, there's some foods you definitely need to avoid. And I'm going to say these were done by the American Diabetes Association, and I know they're basic. And you may be scratching your head, but some of these may be one you're not thinking about. Okay, so number one, chicken nuggets. That's a big one. White rice. It's better to go with the brown rice because it has the fiber in it. French fries, obviously. Trans fats. Go with the regular potato and always eat it with a protein or a fat. Don't do the canned fruit and the heavy syrup. Go for a fresh piece of fruit. Potato chips, not so great for the blood sugar. okay? Skip the potato chips. Soda, if you want to do that, switch over to a seltzer water and then add some tea bags and a little bit of stevia. It's amazing. Throw a little lemon in there. It's really good. Avoid high fructose corn syrup because it can add to that. It's really challenging. Processed meats, a lot of the nitrites and chemicals that are in the deli meats have been shown to trigger type 2 diabetes issues. Fast food hamburgers because of the trans fats and chemicals that can be in there. And then sugary cereals are another one. Stick with more things like gluten-free oatmeal. Throw a little almonds in there, something like that. Great tips. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amberen Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amberen Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amberen Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amberen Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amberen free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, know that we're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day and how they can impact your health and your life. So five vital heart health tips for women. Heart disease has been on the rise in females, and there's some great tips that you can follow to be able to help you, to encourage you, to support you, to really keep you in check. It can make a big difference in your overall health and your overall life. So first you want to understand your own risk factors. It means knowing what normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol, and normal glucose are, and finding out what yours are. When you go to your doctor, ask if he or she has checked these levels. If not, when were they last checked? Depending on your risk level, you may need to have blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood glucose checked every year or every few years. Know your goals, too, for your key heart health indicators. So know what's appropriate goals that you have and what your goal blood pressure, cholesterol, and glucose levels are. These numbers can be different depending on your level of risk. For example, if you have a strong family history of premature heart disease, or if you have diabetes, you may have different goals than other women. So there are other resources that can help you understand your goals. These include a lot of the websites created by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. So an Ageless Woman's Guide to Heart Health says that in addition to questions, you should also ask your doctor and questions your doctor should ask you. So do your homework. And also, again, it's a big deal. Make sure you're on top of things. Ultimately, you have to be on top of your own prevention. So many people want their health to be taken care of by someone else. But you really, at the end of the day, it comes down to taking responsibility for your health and your life. I mean, no one is going to take responsibility for you but you, right? So you can make those decisions yourself and do better, or you can get into a tough spot where you're relying on everybody else. But, you know, it comes down to your own choice. I mean, your eating habits, your exercise habits, your stress and your stress management, all that plays an ultimate role in your health. So you got to know the signs and symptoms. Here's some of the basics. So heart attacks kill over about 250,000 women each year. That's a lot. And many suddenly and unexpectedly die. Women do not often recover as well as men. So here are some things you got to look at. Look, weakness, shortness of breath, that's a big one. So chest pain, the majority of women have a heart attack, do experience chest pain. And it may not be the crushing, explosive pain that men report, but it definitely is there. Unusual fatigue. So if you're fatigued, can't snap out of it, just don't feel better, can't get out of that situation, then that could be a situation or a condition as well. Shortness of breath. Many women report gasping as if they just run a long distance or having difficulty talking during a heart attack. Some cases, the shortness of breath can occur days or even weeks prior to a cardiac event. Nausea or dizziness is another one. So women frequently feel nauseous, vomit, or feel like they might faint or something during a heart attack. So the symptoms may also feel like heartburn or an upset stomach. Profuse sweating is another big one. So a heart attack may cause a woman to be suddenly drenched in sweat for no reason. Oftentimes women feel both hot and cold during a heart attack, so it could be a little bit of both. So you got to be careful. And then a lot of the non-chest pain too. You've got, instead of crushing pain in the chest, many women develop less severe pain in the upper back, shoulders, neck, jaw, or arm. Anxiety is another big one, too. And again, you got to be able to know the difference between anxiety and a real heart issue, but it's tough to know. So you don't want to make that judgment call. You definitely want to go to the physician and have them take a look and let them do the basic test and rule it in or rule it out. That has to be looked at in a great way. So it's women's intuition. Many women experience a feeling of independent doom of fear before or during a heart attack. So again, that's got to be looked at as well. Now, the other one too is to make sure you're really empowered yourself. So information should not really be a cause for alarm, but a lot of rates of heart disease for women are too high. And the important empowering message is that we can change. You really can, but you have to have a good system around you and understanding what the risk factors are. That's a big one. But also having a good team around you if you're concerned, whether it's a husband, a spouse, children, family members that are aware. So teaching others what these signs and symptoms are. I mean, everybody should understand the basics of a heart attack. It's like everybody should really understand the basics of CPR in case you ever need to use it. But all of that makes a big difference. And one of the big challenges that you have to look at, I really think, in any kind of heart condition, is being able to make that decisive decision either yourself or with someone that has these kind of symptoms and get them to a doctor immediately, get them to the ER, because that's one of the, give them the greatest tools to be able to make it through more than just about anything else. So it's making that quick call to either call an ambulance or get them where they need to be. That'll be a big, big key in that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We've got Rance in Virginia wants to know what to do about low energy levels in the morning. Okay, so you have low energy in the morning, but you feel better in the afternoon. That's pretty typical of most people. That's really why most people drink coffee, is to get the cobwebs out, get your brain working in the morning, really get the body functioning at a high level so you can be prepared for work for the day, right? It throws us into that spiral, and it's quite a challenge all the way around. So I would encourage you to look into adrenal health. We've got a lot of that on our website, vitamin B5, vitamin C. Very, very helpful. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.